Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, I'm broken already and it's Red News Podcast 168. It's been a day and a half. So I'm with Nathan and he's really kindly about to sell. The weather is fucking horrendous. Not, I knew it would rain, but I didn't think it'd be part biblical this early. Right, so my hate of the week, month, year is just the British transport system. Now, whatever your views, there's a multitude of reasons for the whole thing fucking up. And eventually I'll read, oh, the executive's got a £3 million pay rise or a fucking share bond. But the strike finished at 7. And I thought I'd some glimmer of hope that trains would be where they needed to be. And at 11 at St Pancras, it was fucking horrendous. It was literally a lot of tourists, no direct routes to Manchester, and obviously Cockney, you know what. But the travel I've seen today that people have had to endure is just third world. I'm stunned. And the Sheffield to Manchester, the Trans Pennine and all that, they cancelled half of them. I thought there might have been four. And literally four trains worth tried to get on one train. I managed to get on for the greater good of Red News. But there are people who were stuck at Sheffield and they said, we think buses are coming. We're not sure. It's loads of buses. Then it became two buses. Then it might be one. And you just think, like, you lose the world. So we were, like, literally, and the bloke joked, oh, welcome to the Sardine Express, but someone's got to get a grip of this, because like, in all my years of travelling, I've never...
This is the worst it's ever
been. It's the worst, like, and it's consistent off multitude of operators, and whether the will is sacked off decent people who work for the railways, but the whole thing, you just do not... I'd advise anyone, don't get a train anymore. Yeah. You cannot trust that you'll get there in a set period of time. Anyway... Your thoughts on Burnley? Seems like a lifetime ago. Did you have a nice Christmas, Nathan?
I did, yeah. It was nice.
You walked past this beautiful building.
I've walked past this building.
I feel over every the last, day.
I feel like over the last 2 days, two or three days, I've walked past this place so much.
You were past here on Christmas night?
Yeah, I live in Chorlton and obviously all my family are in Eccles, so it was easier just to walk.
I didn't have you selling on Christmas night.
And generally... I don't remember walking past here on Christmas night. I don't remember it at all. I woke up on yesterday morning, on Boxing Day morning, just to message from my brother. Make sure you message your mum that you got home all right. I blame my brother. I was smashed because he was just doing shots and stuff. He was just. I ran out of beers and then he was just like, oh, we'll get on the shots then. I was like, and then I think about 11 o'clock, I was like, right, I'm going home. And just walked home. I woke up just to me doing pictures outside here, just giving a thumbs
great.
Up. But yeah,
I had the worst
it was good.
Red
it was
wine
nice.
Lips
it was nice.
I've ever had. Like, literally, imagine as if I'd snorted a bottle of red up my nose and mouth, and that's what I looked like. And I like, whoa, just
yeah,
a long.
Back to what I was saying, I think the game was good. I think, like I said before, I was sort of bigging up Burnley a little bit. I thought they might have been a bit better than they were, but I think we played well. I listened to what you lot had to say after, and I'm glad that Shane was backing us up about Rashford.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying. I'm not saying I think I want him to sign the deal. I just don't think the pay what he wants
But hasn't he come out saying all the stuff about what people are saying he wants is bollocks.
I've not paid attention to any.
I don't think he'll. I don't think he'll hold us to ransom.
No,
and I don't think he's that
deal.
Sort of person. And I think you would like to think that he will rather stay than go.
Yeah,
but I imagine there will be like you said the other week that I think I wasn't on the pod when you said it, but I think you were saying about how. Like the likes of Barcelona and stuff wouldn't be after him. And I think that's quite like, what's the word? I can't think of the word.
Disrespectful.
Not disrespectful, but I think you're taking it for granted. And I think there are people out there that, like the PSG owner has come out again and said, I thought this, that PSG have been linked to him quite a few times over the years, haven't they? And it's like, is it because of that one gate, you know, the one under Ole, where he was the one who, like, not, you know, where we made that comeback and he was pivotal in that? Is he in there? But he's come out over the World Cup saying how he appreciates him and stuff.
So I do think there will be some conversation now, and we probably agree he's in our top three most important players. But we could rewind 6 months, and what I don't want to is fast forward 6 months, and then we say, "Oh, maybe."
But I think the main thing is,
but he's got to start putting those chances away. You know, the one chance a game sometimes gets against big teams.
I think one of the most important things is that he's come out and, like, and I know that it was an excuse that a lot of dickheads used at the time, like concentrate on the football, like, you know, because he was doing the other stuff. But he has sort of come out and said he let himself, like, you know, he got distracted by other things, and I think that's, you know, since he's come out and said that, I think he's looked brilliant. And
well,
I think
when I screamed on Twitter that whatever interview it was he did after a game that I wasn't here, it might have been the West Ham, would it, if I didn't come, that they interviewed him and he said, and he was just about to say why, you know, it might not have been there, it might not have been the what he was being asked to do by his age, and then they interrupted him, and I think just let him fucking tell us what he was going to actually evolve that into a serious discussion.
He's not a dickhead. He's clearly not a dickhead. Yeah. So he's not going to hold us to ransom in terms of wages. But I do think, like, you know, it's going to cost us a lot to replace him. And, you know, whoever you're signing is going to want big wages anyway. So I'd much rather keep him than...
But I want to see 9 more months of this. Well, not 9 more years of this. Yeah, I don't want to, like, revert back. But it's not like a Martial discussion. And I do think... But it goes back to the striker, the winger, you know, like, admitted he's best on the wing.
Yeah.
And maybe we're not after Gakpo because of that. Gakpo song is now redundant, never to be uttered again.
I was a bit disappointed when I saw that last night.
37 million as well. Well, that seems 100 million.
Well, that seems a lot less than what we were being linked with. But, like you say, like, I think we also said, didn't we, like, he's another winger. We don't need a winger. Like, we need an out-and-out striker. Like, that was another thing the other night, wasn't it? We just... Like, Martial isn't that. We need to, and you have to hope that we are looking to sign an out-and-out striker. Yeah, but then the other thing you could say, have we let Gakpo go because the owners aren't going to want to spend any money because they want to sell?
And there isn't the money on the debt thing. But when we might get a short-term, we've done that with the Igalo thing. You know, just, I know what you... comfortable with me. But then I've probably...
If would you take not signing someone now if you know that the owners aren't signing anyone because they're going to sell?
Well, because I just
it's sort of one of them. Like, I've, like, on the way here, I was listening to the build up to the Chelsea Bournemouth game. They've just been bought out, aren't they, Bournemouth? Yeah. And they didn't buy anyone in the summer because we were like, well, we're not going to buy anyone because we're selling the club.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's clinging to the straws or whatever, and it's giving them an excuse not to spend any money.
Final confirmation, and then we deal with tomorrow. There was a couple of things. We stayed up, and Paul took us further than we should have. The one for the road became about, well, a few for the road. And the next morning, there was a withered Shane was getting ready for his train, and they had this morning on us one of those things, and it had over to the Royal Correspondent. It wasn't Nicholas Witchell, but Shane sat there hungover pondering the world at the best, and he looked at the TV, and I just looked and thought, I better not provoke this. But I thought, what an easy gig to be a Royal Correspondent. Why, we're going to be selling this mag in this condition, why can't we be Royal Correspondents? Like, she was sat in, like, this grand chair with a Christmas tree behind her. The other thing, I had a lovely Christmas with her, but I will say, all the hard work of the early years of vomit and illnesses and bugs, to see a 7-year-old, well, 7.5, at Christmas is like, and I actually had, when the Santa app, we were tracking him, and he's so full of, like, belief and joy in Santa, I actually had a tear, and I was like, I cry at Doctor Who, so to have a fucking 7.5-year-old fully in Santa was magical.
Lovely.
So, and now I was taken away for a minute there, and now I look, and the rain's got heavier. Nathan,
the rain's horrible.
Doing this, mate.
We're stood in some shadow. We're stood in a bit of shade, just not shade, but away from the wind, just to avoid that.
5-1. Yeah. Lingard celebrates. No, that's a bit. Sorry, Jess. We didn't celebrate against
West Ham. 3-0.
Would he celebrate against us? All right, we'll take that. We're both confident then. And we've got a wedding tomorrow. We might do a quick in-break because we need to do an end of year highlight, so think about that.
Okay, and we'll get Wazza on it
another
on his wedding
year
day.
Over. Yeah,
we'll get wedding on a podcast on his wedding day.
Wazza's wedding in Clitheroe, to yeah. be continued.
All right.
Right, Wazza, it's your wedding day in Clitheroe. How are you?
All right, mate.
Did you enjoy it, the ceremony?
Right, yeah, sounds good.
What else have you got to add? Do you love doing a podcast? No, how do you feel like doing a podcast on your wedding day?
I can't believe you shove that in my face right now.
What are your thoughts on Manchester United this season? There's a saxophonist in the background which adds to the blend.
Yeah, he's paid for it and you're ruining his day by sticking that in his face.
Did you? You but fair play, you went to the game last night, the night before your wedding.
What else was I going to do? Why are you surprised about that?
Did you enjoy the game?
It was alright, yeah. Sound. Thought could have scored a few more goals, like, but, you know, 3-0, not bad.
And as Butner was your hero, as we've mentioned before, who's your obscure United hero in this squad? Who do you rate that?
That nobody else does?
Yeah.
Who do I rate that nobody else does? I don't know, to be honest.
Do you still pine for if Jesse was still at us?
No,
I thought Lingard had a very Lingard performance.
I didn't even know he was on the pitch till I seen
him. Well,
then
he went off, didn't he? Yeah.
There you go.
I asked
John's here, John.
I asked Putner to see if he'd send Mark a wedding message.
Did you?
He didn't respond.
Did you? That'd have been nice. Why did no one think of that? Yeah, Butler's here.
Lingard,
he's coming through the door.
Lingard definitely made sure he went down injured to get that applause on the way all the fucking way around, didn't he?
We're a bit mean, aren't we? Right, so what's the plan for the rest of the day then?
Avoid the photographer for the next half an hour. Get some scram soon. Couple of speeches and then get pissed.
Marks out of 10 on your special day of your life?
Well,
it's a 10, but I think it's a 9 now, the microphone.
Yeah, all right, I'm leaving. That's more than you've ever appeared on one before. Apart from the famous Kazakhstan in a swimming bath.
You saw the photos of that though, didn't you?
Apparently Welsh Phil's got a compromising photo of you that he's going to send today of you being so drunk you fell in a Kazakhstan tree and had to be helped out of the tree.
Yeah, I've seen that photo before, have you not?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
With my camera for the 4 days.
All right, congrats.
No, he's followed me around with his camera for the past 10 years of my life.
Yeah, but that's not for football. Congratulations, though, Wazza, from us all. And thank from you. Everyone who ever bought a mag off you on that corner. And now you're too miserable to sell in the rain. Yeah, or in your words last night, am I fuck selling in this? Cheers, Wazza. At Wazza, Mini Wazza, Mrs. Wazza, congratulations.
Cheers, Barlow.
Right, it's a live wedding podcast that actually Nathan wants to do. So, and Ben, do you want to do this?
Well,
right, so I'm going to go through one of the quick ones. We've just been talking about Martinez, and Ben just said Martinez is back. So I'm happy about that. I think Ten Hag's played a blinder. Instead of saying, I want you fucking back for Burnley, and him being miserable that he didn't get to celebrate, he's come back, and it's like, good that you can miss Burnley Forest. It's a once in a lifetime. Get absolutely cunted and then fucking come back
coming
when
down to earth, mate, at Wolverhampton.
Yeah, right, so a couple of things. I enjoyed Burnley. I really enjoyed last night, and if we're saying at the end of the night, oh, we only scored 3, that is progress and it's all part of the process. There will be bumps ahead, but what I loved is the first goal. Fucking hell. That's a goal that other teams score. Tactics, thought, like actually pulling that off in training. We scored from a corner, but it wasn't just a hit and hope. It was actually a corner that it's well worked. So I thought you can see there's something that's coming up. Steve, you're on live on the podcast from Red News headquarters. So, but what I would say is there was a bit of criticism, like Anthony. What I liked was Wan-Bissaka. Because, look, I'm not saying he's the answer, but it might be one of those things where you consider him staying on. You could see he was desperate. And what he has done is, obviously, he's desperately tried to work on his game. And there were a couple of tackles, which is what he can do. But there was one point in the 58th minute where I saw Wan-Bissaka as a right attacking midfielder. Did you see it? That he actually went in a position. So he's desperate, and I thought, that's good.
Well, I think Malasia was doing the same at the other side. That seemed to be the tactic.
Someone football. Said an illness had gone through the squad before the game when I was sailing. No, but I said, yeah, and I'm, there's only two of us who haven't been affected in the last few days. But there was a point where he said, there's a virus that's gone through the squad, there's a few players out. I said, is Donny playing? No. And then I said, quite funny, I thought, it would literally take the plague, the bubonic plague, to hit the squad for Donny to get games. But at least what I liked about Ten Hag was he was given everyone minutes. So, game management, the game's won at 2-0. But I like that there was anti-Glazer sentiment. I thought it was louder than usual it would be for a post-Christmas game. Keep it going. And you know who I thought fair play the most? Varane. Now Shaw was excellent and there were a lot of excellent performances, but Varane has played in the World Cup final, disappointment. He's playing Notts Forest, fucking pissing down. And then I also, Nathan,
there was a
thank
moment.
You for selling, Nathan, seriously. I offered you sort of the get out twice and you didn't take it. You said no, let's do, you actually said to me let's do, and it was shit. And anyone who stopped to buy the mag, and we're saying please support it for a reason, right? And the last thing, here's one to on the pen, Nathan. I've started saying Happy New Year on the 27th of December. Is that too early?
Definitely, it's not New Year yet.
But when do you say Happy New Year?
On the 1st of January.
Really? Oh, you're a right old Scrooge with the give out.
Well, not really. It's still the old year, isn't it? You can still say Happy Christmas now. It's still Christmas time.
No, because I said no, we were days hearing of Christmas songs in the car. Why are you playing Christmas songs in the car? It's done. No, not you specifically. No, but on the radio they were playing. Right, Nathan, on last night.
It was good. I thought there was a moment in the game. Nothing came of it, but there was a moment. I said to the bloke that I sit next to, I can't. Nothing really happened, but it was Varane and it was Casemiro, and I was like, we've got some good players here. Like, nothing came of that moment, but I was just like, it was so calm. And I said to him, I was like, after years of it being like not necessarily Maguire, but like Lindelof and Bailly, and then in front of them it's McFred, and it was just like, this is control.
Yeah.
I know it's Forest, and like, you know, they're not very good, but
yeah, they were terrible.
But it was just like, this is, we're in control of this game, and no one looked panicked, and it was just like, this is nice.
Do you remember the second half, like, that Malaccio had the thing and he went back? I think it was Malaccio, it wasn't Benaccio, sorry, wasn't even a drink, but I think there was a point where he went back and there was a groans, which I thought, that's good, because when they'd have grown at Old Trafford in a few months,
yeah.
But we're actually playing tactics, because yeah. What we did was we then built a play and then we actually had attacks after building up. So there's, what is this thing called witchery called tactics? You know, so as I say, like, but I don't like, I obviously want to win the League Cup, but like, let's see where we are with Ten Hag in 6 months, in a year, because you can clearly see from Ralph's shit the bed, terrible, and Ollie, obviously.
I feel more confident now with him than in a long time, because
and the Ollie
it
thing
feels
was a
like.
Lift. But this is actually feels this, like yeah. Something.
We've got a proper yeah. Coach now.
But let's not like, get carried like, away.
No, not at all. Like,
it's going to take time, but I am absolutely confident that we've got the right man in charge.
Yeah.
And the competition is strong. I mean, that's the thing. There's no guarantee. You've got City, you know, Liverpool are still there. Arsenal looking good. So, you know, there's no guarantees of anything. But we look like a football team again, don't we? We look like a team that's coached, like you say, tactics. And not just that. There's cohesion in the team, but he's improved individuals. When he talks about Wan-Bissaka there, I mean, the other right back, Delort, I was completely ready to write him off at the end of last season, and he is completely transformed. So, you know, and that's what a manager, coach, whatever you want to call it, should be doing. Yeah, you need to recruit, you need to bring in better players, which he's done with Casemiro, Eriksen, etc. But you also need to improve the players you've already got. And he's done that tenfold.
But what I liked was also Casemiro, I thought. Nathan's handing out money here. What for?
Trying to get a pint.
Oh, well, someone should get you a pint. Not you, John. I wasn't just staring. But what I liked about Casemiro is I think he does the simple stuff, but he looks class and well class as he does. And do you know what? I also thought, and this is maybe me being a bit mean to Bastian again, and I know Bastian was older when we signed him, but Casemiro, that Sociedad game at home, I thought he's a bit chunky and he's clearly not match fit. But what he did was, he didn't do a bastion where Rooney famously said he's taking the piss. He's got his head down, and I tell you, there's a story he got in the
last
mag,
night,
which you can expand, but he went on the tour, the ground tour, when he arrived, and I know someone like who knows them, and they said straight away, he brought all his family, he said, I want to learn more. And then he took the whole tour, just them, and he did it, and he went, I want to now know even more about this club. And I thought, he's not come here for the fucking payday.
Things like,
no. Like, we've seen
well,
too
how
many.
Old is he?
He's only 30.
That's what I mean, he's got...
Yeah, but Bastion was 31 when he, yeah. You know, I know I'm being mean, and am I being mean that I actually wanted it? This is sounds meaner than, well, but I wanted it to be Henderson in goal for them when he made them.
So
the
stink
is,
fire
that, is that bad? Is that bad?
It is a bit bad.
Look, sorry, all right.
But having Casemiro said that, I've enjoyed like, his mistakes.
Casemiro is a class above, and like I said before, it's like just.
But then if you can bring Fred on as a sub, no, but how good is that? Like, finally, we have a squad.
Yeah, we do.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I've said it all along. Fred is a really good player if you don't have to worry about defending.
Well, Casemiro, Ten Hag's the first manager, and Fred's been here under Mourinho, under Ole, under Ranić, that's using him further forward. Not playing him as a holding midfielder.
Shaw was outstanding, and as centre-back was outstanding.
Yeah, he was.
And I will say, he wouldn't sit fit into our style of play and the way we and Ten Hag set us up for, again, a bit like attack on pace, but this time it's trying to hold the ball possession rather than counter. But I still think if we are looking at a short term deal for striker, I'd go Mitrovic.
I like Mitrovic,
but I don't think he wouldn't fit in. No. But I tell you, if we are thinking fifth, how much would tempt Fulham for a Mitrovic?
I don't know, it depends how long his contract is.
I don't think we're going to buy anyone, are we? I think, but we said this
but
last night.
But is that time. So much? Like, is that so much of a problem at the moment? Now, Martial looks so.
I think the best.
Great and ready.
I'm really excited to see Martial at the moment, and I know that sounds really strange to say, I genuinely am. He's got a real opportunity, and I know he's been here 8 years, but he's genuinely got a real opportunity to nail that down now. And
he won't, because
he won't stay fit, but he's capable, and that's the annoying thing, and we'll still keep retaining him because we know what he can do, and it drives me mad.
But he's outlasted Lukaku, he's outlasted Ibrahimovic,
he's outlasted Phil Jones,
and I will say, I don't know if they showed it on TV, but when he scored, he was properly happy.
It looked like everyone was celebrating.
So they're seeing a different Martial to the one we see.
This is a different team, though. We're seeing a team unity now. We're seeing a team
unity. Yeah, but we've said we've not. What the lovely thing, we just talked for 15 minutes. Like the whole atmosphere now, Ronaldo. And we're not even talking about Ronaldo anymore. So that feels like a lift from everyone. Like, no one's obsessing about Ronaldo. What is he going to do? What's he going to react?
The only concern I have on Ronaldo, and Nathan made a very good point a couple of weeks ago that I agree with, and he said, I'm worried about when Ronaldo leaves, how Garnacho's going to take it. And that's what my major concern is, because he's so obsessed with him. He idolises him so much from his social media posts.
His agent will say you'll get 20 more games.
I don't know. I'm genuinely concerned about how Garnacho takes
it. I thought Anthony got a bit of unfair. He had a duffer yesterday.
Yeah, he was a
duffer, a word, I don't even know. But he didn't play well, and he got a lot of
raw. He seems to be coming in a hate figure already, doesn't he?
I don't say hate.
Social media last night was a brutal place.
Yeah, but social media. Why is Pelestri not getting on the bench?
Because he's absolutely awful. I watched him when we went to Barrow under 21. He was awful.
He's John Monson
he couldn't get a game at Alaves and then he went to that Barrow game. And I have to be honest with you, Garnacho looked fucking dreadful in that Barrow game as well, to be fair. And then came up with the winner in the last minute of the game.
What surprised me about Anthony was he didn't take the man on two or three times last night, especially as he was there to be beaten. Like, run at the man. And that's just on the one.
You don't know which players are suffering World Cup hangovers. Yeah. That's got to be factored in.
The thing is with Anthony last night was, okay, yeah, fair enough, he didn't really get involved and didn't get on the ball. There's no way he should have ever missed that chance when he's one-on-one with Messi. That should have gone in. And the thing is, top-quality players can go missing in a game of football. They can spark up with a moment like that, when they go through clean on goal.
But Nick, we don't have that. We still, no, even however no, well Rashford no, no, is playing.
But when you spend £100 million on a player, okay, that's fair you enough. Should have had that.
But we don't.
And that really drove me mad last night. And literally, as soon as the ball came through, I think it was Rashford who played it, and was like Wan-Bissaka, someone left it, and it came straight through to him. I looked at it and I thought, I put my hands up already to celebrate the goal. And there's no way that you should ever finish that ball.
You know what I was thinking?
You should put that in, regardless of. But and that's yes, why he got the hate that he got last
but
night.
But last night I was thinking, what we need now is a player. We've had Rooney for a considerable... But we haven't had anyone since Rooney who stays for 6-7 years on the top of their game. Top. That's what I want from Rashford, answering what we said. I want Rashford now to go on and don't become inconsistent again.
Like
I want Rashford to...
He
look, and he has... For, and let's be honest, he's had a great season.
After the goal, he now, the way he took that ball down for the Martial goal and immediately knew where he was going, drove forward.
I laughed,
the way he put inside.
I laughed when
it
pissed down.
Trent Alexander-Arnold for that goal when he scored 2 against Liverpool a couple of years
ago. I loved when it pissed down. United's answer near K, bottom of United Road, was to just hand out free ponchos. And I thought, and it makes me a bit sad, and I know there's the argument about what anyone wants from Old Trafford, but Nick sent pictures of Everton, and I thought when Everton could be sending us to shame with what their new ground like, right, and VAR pissed me off, and I thought, I watched it during after, I've not seen it since, but 3 minutes for a decision, not
if it
fucking
takes that
5
long,
seconds
then you stick with it.
And also if you watch
if it takes that long to make a decision, then you it's,
and when you're in the stadium you've got no idea what
that's why it's actually
last
night.
So this is the question, we know that there's 3 or 4 in the World Cup, 8 referees. They're dressed in full kit wanker. Are they wearing socks and shorts? Was Riaz's question.
Oh, they definitely are.
Do you reckon? And boots?
Definitely are, 100%. They're doing a full on Aguero.
Right. We bet. Highlights a year, end of year. Best United goal.
Best United goal of the year. Jesus Christ, I don't know.
I'm going to go. I'm going to upset Nathan.
No, you said this before, but it's not upsetting.
Ronaldo's.
He's let Ronaldo
Tottenham
go now.
From 30, 40 yards, that goal against Spurs was.
Gets further out each time he tells us.
Yeah, it was 20 yards.
Ronaldo's tapping yards. It's unbelievable. From his own goal.
I have to say,
it was a good moment.
Because my memory is shit. I loved last night's first. Because we actually took thinking. They thought that goal out.
Goal, yeah.
Do you know what?
Fred's goal last night. That's what I've seen.
Do you know what? To be fair, the Rashford goal last night should be in the conversation because we never score from a fucking corner.
Eric Cantona's in 96. So, is it 96?
97 against Sunderland.
My moment of the year, I've got Ralph's coming in. And he's the best thing since sliced bread. But saying we needed open heart surgery, and I think, like, to know, and the Glazer news for me is the buzz of the year. But, like, for a manager,
he needs to
however,
careful,
the
careful, no, but, careful, oh. Careful, careful.
Don't you two start bickering. Nick bickering. Went back like 3 months to find Nathan going, they are going to sell, to prove the point when Nathan went, they're not going
to
sell.
Anything in the world.
He must have searched through every WhatsApp message
right,
in the
I
world.
Mean, there's nothing. I think they are serious about selling, but there's nothing happened yet.
That's,
all
that's
they've said is.
No, well,
I agree, but we can't get excited because unless somebody get the right off on the table.
Ben, as I say, imagine them now saying, announcing, no, we've made a mistake, we're staying. The outcry, I hope, will be so.
As much as.
No, but that's what that is, you know. That's what they.
And that, like yesterday, the other day, when Gakpo going, we said this last night, going to the Scousers. It's like, do you take it as a bad thing that they are more attractive to him, or is that a case of...
I don't think they are more attractive.
Or is that the case
they've just,
that...
They've just been more decisive.
Well, or is it the case that... Or is it the case that the Glazers have gone, well, we're not spending... If we're selling, we're not spending any money.
That is a big worry, I think, because if it could take months, it could take a year, and if they're not going to spend any money in the meantime, that's a serious issue.
Well, and you need to move now. What does a good team do? What does a good team do, knowing that you'll make... Knowing you're making progress.
There you go.
Right, just a quick one. What I would say, so my moments this season from City and Liverpool, when Phil Jones, poor sod, was put in for his second league game of the season, to see us when that City, when we capitulated with those like 13% possession, 9%, and Liverpool, we were 2-0 down in minutes, to think, and Richard Arnold was talking bollocks in a pub, to think a few 4 months later, like Palace, where everyone went, well, we know we're going to lose the last game, where Ralph's an imposter. But to go to where we are now, that's progress. And I would say my goal of the year, I love Chelsea, the comeback. Fulham. Garnaccio, that delight, that utter delirium. It might not lead
that,
somewhere.
I was going to say that would be mine.
I wasn't at that game, but it had a feel of the Ronaldo one. You know when Ronaldo scored the one at Fulham in 07 when he ran through.
But someone, it might have been Nathan. Casemiro's the best signing we've made in a long, long, long time. I think, and he's got it, hasn't he? Right. And it, Steve, hello Steve, last words before we join the...
We have to go for dinner in a minute, so we
up. What would you like me to say? What are we talking about?
United. Hello, John.
Hi. Me and John have drove up today. We've been in the car together for 4 hours and we've not discussed football once, have we, John?
It doesn't surprise me.
Nick and Nathan in a car for 4 hours would talk.
Well, say anything then, but what was your...
They'd be on Argentina.
What's your moment, United moment of the season?
Of the year, I like Casemiro. I like that Rashford's found his mojo again. However, it's been pretty shanty for a while.
I don't think I've got one. I can't remember.
Glad I wasn't in you two's car. Fucking hell. Eve, what's your United moment of the season?
Oh, there's too many to mention.
Right. Nick going away.
Moment of the year. It's the end of the year.
Beating Liverpool.
That was 12
minutes. The United moment of the year is San Sebastian having Pinchot's beer. That is easily the moment of the year. And if anyone picks anything else, they're wrong.
Oscar to his first game.
I think it's for about a week.
See? Even though it was 1-1 against Southampton and we were shit.
My sad is Oscar scored one on Watford, but we saw Sheriff win. We've got a lot. Let's hope next year is good for everyone. But we get to a final and we actually win something. And the League Cup is an opportunity. We could be in a final in 6 weeks.
On the ball by the end of February.
Can I say
fucking hell, Ben? No. Right, cheers everyone to the regiment. To people.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Cheers.